5 years ago this month, thousands of Yazidis were killed by Islamic State militants in a genocide the United Nations has described as a campaign of unimaginable horror. Tens of thousands of Yazidis fled their homes to Germany and are now trying to rebuild their lives. Among them are women who were forced to be slaves for IS fighters. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan travelled to southwest Germany to find out how some young Yazidi women are drawing strength from each other, beginning a new organisation to support other survivors.
I've come to a brightly lit community centre on the outskirts of Freiburg in southwest Germany. It's mid-morning on a summer weekend and there are five women here, carefully laying out chocolates, fruit and tea on a table in the centre of the room. This looks like a catch-up between friends when I arrive and the atmosphere is warm. The women break out in giggles and tease one another while they set out their morning tea. But what's brought these young women together is their shared story of life under the Islamic State group. Salwa was just 16 when she was enslaved by an Islamic State militant and his family. Every day, she says, little by little, ISIS was making new laws and putting our people under more pressure. Here at school, we were reading about the history of Germany and Hitler's genocide to see how they controlled people step by step, and ISIS was doing the same. I've come to ask the women about what life is now like for them in Europe, a world away from their lives in northern Iraq in Sinjar. Their homeland shattered, many relatives murdered. More than 1,000 Yazidi women were accepted in the German region of Baden-Württemberg as part of a project designed to support survivors who'd escaped the Islamic State group. When Salwa arrived, she tells me she was deeply traumatised and she could barely care for herself. At the beginning, it was so difficult to live in Germany, she says. Because I came here alone, I was 17 years old, without any members of my family. And I didn't want to come to Germany. If there'd been another option, I wouldn't have come to Germany. It was just 1.5 months after I escaped from ISIS that I came to Germany, she says. In Germany, she's had some ups and downs, learning a new language, a different culture, adapting to a foreign nation, all the while feeling homesick for her own country. I couldn't speak the German language and I didn't have any friends here. Psychologically, I was not good. Even I was forgetting things. For a year, I couldn't do anything for myself here, she says. A friend of mine who's also Yazidi had been living here for a long time and she works with an NGO. Once I went back to Iraq with her and I helped working with the Yazidi children. After this experience, I felt stronger and more confident to stand up again and do more. Saeed came to Germany not long after the Islamic State group began its genocide against his people. He speaks multiple languages and works around the clock to support Yazidi families in Germany who need assistance.
More than 100,000 Yazidis who left Iraq, most of them came to Germany. Some hope, a safety place where they are not secured anymore, that some other groups like ISIS will join, will come and kill them.
Foreign fighters have returned to Europe since the Islamic State group lost its territory in Syria and Iraq. While some have been arrested, there is a sense of deep frustration, I learnt, in the Yazidi community in Germany that so few have been put on trial for war crimes.
Otherwise, it would be too late, because I don't know until when the survivors will have the strength and will remember that those stories. I don't know until when ISIS will be in those places where they are now. Maybe they will just, like many others who came to European and other countries, live in a very normal life.
Elkis was just 15 years old when she was taken captive by the Islamic State group. She's been on a really long journey to recover. And on the morning that I meet her, she's bubbly and enthusiastic. She has a pair of the brightest eyes I've ever seen and long wavy hair down to her hips. I ask her what's given her strength after everything she's been subjected to, the horrors that she's witnessed. She tells me it's the friendships she's formed with the other Yazidi women here in Germany. This organisation we're forming is especially for the survivors. So this organisation would be founded by the survivors themselves. Every one of them is a lioness. Every one of them is very, very brave.
Yazidi refugee Saeed there, ending Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan's report.